Beware of what you manifest during sleep. Stop this before bed.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. We're always flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And today we're talking about ideas that you need to incorporate before bedtime and things that you need to stop doing so that you're more productive, so that you can manifest more of what you deeply desire. But first, I have a special invitation for you. I hope you're hearing this in time. You know, a while back ago, I constructed select words that, when put together in the right fashion, created affirmations and new beliefs, and when infused into the subconscious mind, they literally changed the way you think about money. And all of a sudden, you start attracting money easily and without any effort. This is called EasyMoneyWhileYouSleep.com. Now, it's only available to a limited number of people, and the reason for that is it's only going to be used for high-paying clients, okay? But it's available to you for the price of, what would you say, a couple cups of coffee at Starbucks? So it's reasonable. We'll just put it that way. You can check it out at EasyMoneyWhileYouSleep.com. Got to remember that, while you sleep, because you're sleeping. And these words and these affirmations on a subliminal level and on a conscious level are being infused into your subconscious mind. And it plays all night long, and it's wonderful. I'm telling you, it's going to make you money. And if you're like me, you'll notice the very next day. The very next day, I went to a restaurant, and somebody brought me breakfast, and I didn't even know the person. They were a complete stranger. So it really works. EasyMoneyWhileYouSleep.com. Okay. Beware what you manifest during sleep. Stop this before bedtime. Before you fall asleep, your mind enters what we call the theta state. This is the state where you can impress upon the mind new beliefs and new ideas, and it will accept it. You know, your conscious mind, you can try to impress new ideas and beliefs on it, and it will come up with reasons why it won't work. Okay? But your subconscious in the theta state will be wide open. And so you have to be very careful. Whatever is going into your brain at that time of night or when you're falling asleep, whatever you're thinking about, is what you will start creating in the very near future. Now, one of the things I suggest you avoid is blue light, which means you turn it off on your computer if you have that option, because blue light produces serotonin, which tells the brain, hey, it's noon. It's time to wake up. It's time to get fired up. What you want is you want red light, which helps the brain make melatonin and helps you relax. So in our house, we have smart lights, and they're operated by Siri through the Apple system. And so we just say, hey, Siri, nighttime. And all of the lights turn red within the house. And our computers are set so that at about 6 or 7 o'clock at night, they go into the non-blue mode. I don't know what they call that mode, but anyway, it stops with the blue light. It kind of dims the screen a little bit. I think this is so important. If you can put yourself around... Now, look, I like the red light. We have red light in our bedroom as well. I like the red light. And, you know, it works. And it's nice because if you have to get up in the middle of the night and you flip on a light switch, it's not bright white. It's just a nice red. It doesn't wake anybody up. You go to the restroom, it doesn't wake you up. It really works for you. And if you're doing self-hypnosis work, or if you're doing self-affirmations or anything like that, you want your mind in that theta state or even deeper. Now, the other thing I suggest is that you put your telephone, your iPhone or Android, put it outside of your room. I mean, you can have it where you can hear it if it's absolutely necessary, but put it outside of your room. I know some people that go so far as they turn off the entire Wi-Fi in their house, and they say it makes a huge difference. It's like getting out of digital and getting back to analog, and they just love it. They sleep so much better. I haven't tried that yet, but perhaps in our new place, we'll put a nice big switch there so it's just really easy to turn it off at night. So during sleep, you enter into your theta state. Your mind is calm. Fill it with gratitude, because gratitude is that frequency of receiving. You know how good you feel when you receive a gift, a bouquet of flowers, or a card in the mail, or something like that? You just feel wonderful. When you receive a gift from someone, it's just a wonderful feeling. And your mind and your energy field is in the vibrational state of receiving. And that's where you want to be, high flyers. You want to spend as much time in that state of receiving. So the one thing you want to do is infuse gratitude into your life as you are falling asleep. You see, energy, such as forgiveness or gratitude or connection with source energy, it's filtered through our subconscious mind into our eyes, and they become the window to the soul. So visualize the life you desire as you are falling asleep in present tense, and look at it. Look at it through your eyes, as if not as if you were watching yourself, but look at the life you desire through your own eyes. Your eyes are the window to the soul, as I said. And when you're putting all of this gratitude and forgiveness into your energy field and then looking out and visualizing the life that you desire as you fall asleep, what you look at repeatedly, what you feel repeatedly, night after night, as you fall asleep, is what you will become. So I think it's absolutely essential. And then, of course, you want to make certain that you're getting at least 6 to 8 hours. You don't want any more than 8 hours. You don't want any less than 6. That seems to be the best spot. I also like the idea of having a dream diary. A dream diary. Now, here's how it works. You put it on your nightstand, and you put a pen there. Make sure the pen works. And when you wake up after a dream, you have this crazy dream, you wake up, you write down a couple words. But those words will help you remember the dream the next morning. Otherwise, you'll forget about it. And if it's an empowering dream, you can relive it. You can add to it the next night. You can get right back into that dream the next night. And I know people that have told me that have had huge manifestations in their life that they dreamt about it night after night after night. So this is all about you controlling your destiny with your subconscious mind. You can do that. You have the power. You need to know, you need to believe, you need to accept that your subconscious mind is the connecting link to the infinite field of potential. Hey, I want to remind you, easymoneywhileyousleep.com. Check it out. Hey, have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. And thank you so much for supporting our podcast, for listening to us. We love your letters. We love you writing to us. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel, Law of Attraction Solutions. See you there. Bye-bye now.